Welcome to Spotlight. I'm Liz Waid.
And I'm Joshua Leo. Spotlight uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live.
Today's Spotlight is on a radio program in Ethiopia.
The radio program is about something that many young people are interested in.
It is a subject they want to know more about.
But it is also a subject that many people do not talk about.
And they may have a lot of false information about it.
So, what is the radio program about? Sex!
On today's Spotlight program, we tell about the radio program Abu Gida. This program is changing the lives of young people in Ethiopia.
Abu Gida began in April 2006. For 2 years, trained researchers asked young people what they wanted in a radio program. They talked with many young people across Ethiopia. And based on their research, they created Abu Gida. Abu Gida helps young people in Ethiopia investigate and learn about sexual and reproductive health issues. The program includes stories and questions from real young people, and it includes advice from health experts and information that young people can depend on.
Radio is the perfect way to spread this information. Radio can reach many people at one time. So many people hear the message. But radio can also be very private. People who write to the program can ask questions they might not ask someone they know. A young person might be afraid to ask this same question to a parent or teacher. But young people know that Abu Gida will have the best answer. The experts speak clearly about difficult issues. They treat their listeners with respect. And the program reaches 2 million young people every week.
Abu Gida encourages listeners to write questions to the program. In fact, the program has received over 8,000 letters since it began 4 years ago. And they continue to receive letters often. The BBC shares one of the letters Abu Gida has received.
I have a boyfriend, and he always asks me to have sex without using a condom. I refused many times. One day, he persuaded me to go to a clinic to have a blood test. We did, and we are both negative. I am 16. Is there now no problem for me to have sex without a condom?
Letters like this are common to the program. But the BBC says Abu Ghida also receives letters about HIV and AIDS, other sexually shared infections, family spacing, early marriage, and cultural practices that can be dangerous, like female genital mutilation. These are all issues young people are thinking about. Letters like these help producers of Abu Ghida to know what young people want to know about. They influence programming.
Another way Abu Ghida works in the community to spread information is through listening groups. Local organizations work with the BBC to provide leaders for these groups. Leaders meet with 10 to 15 young people. Together, they listen to the program. After listening, they talk about the issue the program talks about. Currently, the BBC says there are over 70 listening groups around Ethiopia. And these groups are active. Members of the group spread the information about Abu Ghida to their friends or close communities.
Radio programs like Abu Ghida can help young people feel power in their decisions about their bodies. And when they feel power in their decisions, it is easier for them to make the right decisions. They can feel confident in saying no when they are pressured to have sex. They can feel confident in waiting to have sex until they are married. Jimma is a young woman who listens to Abu Ghida. The BBC shares her thoughts.
The program has completely changed my life and personal thinking. I was afraid to talk to my boyfriend. But after we started listening to the program, we have begun to discuss our feelings openly and talk about our problems with confidence.
Abu Ghida is produced by the BBC World Service Trust, and it is broadcast by Radio Ethiopia in two Ethiopian languages, Amharic and Afan Oromo. Abu Ghida is made in Ethiopia, and programs are recorded in the city and in the country. This means it is for people everywhere in Ethiopia, not just one part.
Other programs produced by the BBC World Service Trust are similar to Abu Ghida. Flava is a program in Nigeria. The program includes discussion, music, and interviews. Through the program, young people learn about protecting themselves against HIV and AIDS. The program encourages young people to always continue learning about HIV. It encourages them to get tested and to make healthy decisions. In India, a television program does a similar job. The program is about an HIV-positive man. The program communicates important facts about how HIV is passed on. Each of these programs uses popular communication methods to spread information on safe sex and HIV and AIDS to young people.
Around the world, experts agree that HIV and AIDS are a serious problem. HIV is the virus that causes AIDS, and AIDS is deadly. It is usually spread through unprotected sex and unsafe drug use. Many young people do not have enough information about HIV and AIDS, so they may behave in ways that increase their chances of getting HIV. Or they may have false information about HIV and AIDS. But there is one weapon against HIV and AIDS that really works. The UNFPA says that education about HIV and AIDS can make a big difference in a country's infection rate. When people have more information about HIV and AIDS, less people become infected with HIV.
The UNFPA says that young people are at the center of the HIV problem. They have high rates of infection. They are also more likely than other groups to get HIV. But they also have the greatest chance for change. Young people are powerful. And with the right information, they can change the HIV problem. If a person wants to avoid HIV and AIDS, it is best to avoid sex until he or she is married. But if a person does have sex, it is important to get tested and to follow safe sex practices like wearing a condom. AIDS is a dangerous disease. We have already reduced the number of new infections in some places. But we must stop the spread of this disease everywhere. More information is one way to do that.
The writer and producer of this program was Liz Waid. The voices were from the United States. All quotes have been adapted for this program and voiced by Spotlight. You can find more Spotlight programs and other resources on our website at www.radio.english.net. This program is called Radio Sex Education.
If you have a comment or question about this program, you can email us. Our email address is radio@english.net. We hope you can join us again for the next Spotlight program. Goodbye.